This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. That's a free app. You can take us on the go, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We've never shied away from being a sophomoric show.
No, never. I think we're leaning into it more as we get older, actually.
It's a staple, Cakes. Yes. It's been a staple. We've done all kinds of bits for years and years. And this started as a potential sucking or kissing of toes. Been there, done that. And it ended up with Drab saying, hey, if the Commanders score over 30 points and win, I'll kiss a toilet here at 106.7 The Fan. We're going to put this on our Instagram because Monumental's not going to show this. We will do some play-by-play. I believe EB and Cakes are going to do the play-by-play.
I think I'm play-by-play. Oh. EB, color commentator.
He's the color commentator. Yes.
I'll be honest with you. I can't go in the stall and look again because I'll be surprised if he doesn't puke. Like, how are you going to put your lips on that?
Like it's nose right next to
it's an unflushed toilet.
He's a trooper. He has to do it.
I'm in full blown panic mode.
Yeah,
I could also evacuate. I'm so nervous.
You got to close your eyes when you're doing it.
I mean, my stomach's starting to turn a little bit. Just thinking
about it.
Do
we know who did that? Is that Roger's mess?
I don't know. It's a mystery deucer.
Is it you, Valdez?
I don't know. Mystery deucer.
Oh, so I think Valdez. It is Valdez. Right. He said he had one brewing.
I can't even tell you guys. My teeth are chattering. How bad it smells in there.
I can hear it.
I just went in there to make sure that it was blocked off, the stall.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the new security guard downstairs in the lobby, big black guy,
yeah.
he was blowing it up right next to that toilet. It smells like dead body in there.
The second one I just went in.
Man. You know what? I'm gag.
You're going to gag. No, you're the one that left it. You're the one that left it in there, unfortunately.
I don't know.
No, yeah, for sure.
Mystery pooper.
Yeah, no, for sure it was you. You're a little dehydrated, buddy. Just so you know. You're a little dehydrated.
I think we're also live on IG.
We are right now?
Yeah. Okay. We're ready to go.
Right,
we'll do a walk of shame.
So what do I have to do? Do I have to call the station?
No, Drab's going
to
call it on his phone.
We're already on hold here.
Yeah.
All right. And so you're going to give me your phone?
Yeah, yeah. You and Cakes can come.
Yeah.
How long do you have to kiss it?
34 seconds.
No.
Four seconds.
Four points over the 30.
Okay.
All right, 4 seconds.
34 seconds?
Yeah, 34 seconds.
Dude, I'll vomit all over the place.
You might vomit in 4 seconds.
All right, Cakes, you're the play-by-play, so you're going to have to tell us what you see.
I will.
Over there.
Now, again.
I actually just took a picture. I put it up on the Instagram page of the stall where there's the out-of-the-order sign.
Right.
That kind of just grosses me out.
Out of the order.
Sorry.
I'll give the best description I can, but we have to be a little bit delicate sort of subject matter.
I don't even know what Instagram's protocols are. Can he get a shot on IG Live of the toilet pre-kiss?
Oh, I don't know.
Of the inside of the toilet?
I don't know. Just like walk.
Maybe that just has to be theater of the mind. No, walk into the stall he can.
Well, and just see the toilet.
Yeah, but you don't need to look at what's inside.
Maybe that's the whole point. I'm asking. Can he see the brown water?
I don't think we need to
water?
See that.
Maybe a wide shot. Maybe,
I don't know if we need a close up. There's literally brown water in there.
Oh.
I think there's more than that.
This has grossed me out the whole show. Just thinking about it. Think about... Drab's going to have to like live with that thought and think of all the guys that have sat
He's going, look at his face. He's going through it right now.
He's got to think of everybody's
done in radio.
He's going to have a panic.
Is this worse than kissing Sven?
This will be number two. Nothing's worse than making out with a
guy. It will be number two. You're right.
Yeah, but for people that don't know, Drabby did make out on stage with a guy for what, 30 seconds? How long was it?
I made out with, this is a long time ago.
Yeah.
I made out with our gay intern.
Yeah.
for 10 seconds.
And how much did you profit from that?
$3,300.
That's a good...
This is like 2008.
It's a pretty good score.
Right. It's like 5, 6K.
You would never
today.
Do that
He really
now.
Wants to separate the time.
I think that's important. It wasn't last week.
Yes.
All right. And you haven't done that since?
Kiss guys?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Not for money, EB.
Not on stage. Yeah. All right. So what are we going to do? We're just going to walk over there?
Yeah.
You guys take care of it?
I guess JP and Jason just kind of fill time while we're doing the walk of shame.
I guess I'll be able to hear them through the phone. Right?
Drab's about to walk the brown mile. Gross.
Nice.
So Jason, do you love this bit?
I love that I'm not doing it. So this is some.
Can you tell the audience what you did during the last commercial break? Did you say it on the air?
I don't know if I should.
I don't think you said it on the air. I think you should say it. This is an insight into Jason Bishop.
All right. Well, I had to go pee pee.
That's fine.
And first of all, you don't usually like to.
Can I say it?
Yes. I think you can say it. Hold up, Jason. Cakes.
No, I'm not going to say it. It's something that I've never done before. Put it that way. I just didn't want to go into the male bathroom. Put it that way.
Oh, so you can kind of figure that one out. You didn't go into the male bathroom.
There.
Hey, Cakes.
Yeah.
All right, what's going on? Where are you at right now?
We're rounding the corner. We're approaching the Odyssey break room on the left, and we're about to make the last sojourn into the bathroom here.
Okay, all right. Is the...
I'm propping the door open for Drab. He's walking into
all right. Is it smelly in there?
Hold on, let me... hold on.
He's the worst play-by-play. He's doing nothing to play-by-play. Okay,
hold on.
Cakes,
hold on.
Play-by-play it's guys, describe the scene.
I'm stepping out for just a second.
All right.
Hold on. I'm stepping out.
Why are you stepping
out? The smell is really bad. It's like oppressive.
Oh.
When I walked in there.
Well, and there was a guy.
Well, there was probably.
There was a guy using stall number one 10 minutes ago.
There's probably three deuces in there.
There's already like pre-gagging happening.
Is
and Drab
really?
Hasn't even gone into the stall yet. All right, I'm going back in. All right, Drab is pacing in front of the sink.
All right.
Okay.
He doesn't know what to do.
He's covering his mouth with his hood. All right. Drab is at the precipice of the. Off the door.
All right, and this
is left.
He should just get it over with.
Again, this is on IG Live Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram.
All right, hold on.
What are the odds he throws up?
I can't describe.
I would.
He hasn't even heard me. Cross the threshold into the stall.
Oh, yet. He hasn't gone in yet?
Right, here he goes.
Right.
This is the worst play-by-play commentation, Jason.
Well,
that's inside.
Drab's about to go.
All right.
He's approaching the ball. He's on his knees. He's kissing it. One. Three Mississippi. Four Mississippi.
He did it.
Drab Redder. All right, that's good. That's more than enough. All right,
Drab has kissed the
this
toilet.
This is a new radio well. This is the scene.
I heard EB yelling in the background. What was that all about?
All right, my eyes
you
have
probably
never
can't
seen
believe he did
like
it.
Cakes, what was EB yelling in the background?
I can't make it out. There was so much chaos and dry heaving and nonsense going on in that bathroom. But Drab is a man of his word. I think he kissed the toilet for at least 5 to 7 seconds, maybe longer. Like, he was really in a bit.
Oh, so he did it longer than 4 seconds?
Has there been a flush since? Because now people can flush.
I'm going to go. Hold on. I'm going to return to the scene. This is a crime scene. Let me just make it clear. Hold on. It's really bad.
I mean,
let me poke in here. And,
I can't believe
he did
that.
The offending poop is still there.
Right.
So we're just going to leave it. I'm not going back in. Somebody else can have to go in there and take care of it.
Somebody hit the dumb button.
Yeah. Hit the black sensor.
Jeez.
That's awful.
I need a minute to gather myself. We can go in there and take care of the scene later.
All right, there
By
you
the
have
way,
it.
By this is what some of the texters said on the Vibe machine.
Drab is heading down the hallway. He's making his way back to the studio now. I think all of us were scarred by that situation we just went through. Drab especially.
All right.
Drab's seen some things.
All right, Jason's going to read a couple of texts here.
You did this to yourself, Drab. You asked for this, Drab. Drabby, do double or nothing. Well, that's done. He already did it. Guy said, should be 21 seconds because they won by 21. Oh, my God.
Dude,
how bad was that?
Get on the mic because I couldn't hear you at all. I just heard like some yelling in the background.
It's just reprehensible. First of all, the odor. It had a unique... I don't know. I don't care. I know Valdez. He did something. He did something.
What did he do? What did he do?
I don't know. I think he brought in like horse manure or something.
Yeah, like, is that even human?
Yeah, I don't even think it's human excrement.
I don't know, man.
Admit it. You spiked.
What did you put in there?
I didn't spike anything.
That's bold. You're lying.
I didn't spike anything.
Dude, you're telling me that came out of your
body?
It
came out of my body. No, I mean Roger's body.
I think it was Pepto because that turned your duty black. Like he probably took it this weekend or yesterday and been saving this up.
I mean, it was. I mean, honestly, so I had multiple gag reflexes,
and you didn't even have to kiss the toilet. Did Drab get on his knees?
Oh, yeah. He was on his knees right next
Cakes,
to it.
Cakes, by the way, was maybe the worst play-by-play commentator.
I thought like it was solid play-by-play. I don't know what you're talking about. Cakes.
He was like, just he was thrown.
All, it was loud and chaotic. So at one point, I had to step out to try to like relay what was happening. And then, you know, I don't blame him. Drab was just going through
you
it.
You did like, a fine job.
Hey, Valdez, just admit that you that what you did. What? Admit what you did.
I took a dump.
Besides that,
I took a dump.
What else?
That's it.
That's his normal dump.
That's your normal dump?
No.
I think you spiked the toilet somehow.
He spiked the toilet.
He spiked it.
Yeah, you did. You
I didn't
did.
Spike it.
Yes, what would you he, did. How you how didn't do just I spike do a it? Normal dump. I don't know.
What about the 3 pounds of matter that was in there? Wasn't that not concerned to anyone?
You know what? I'm telling you, he put in like dog duty or something. You know what? He brought his dog duty.
No.
No, it's my duty.
No.
That's
no,
my
no.
duty.
No,
I don't think he has a dog.
That's my duty. I don't know what...
He brought dog duty or something in there.
What do you think I went around a dog park and picking up duty?
It's never smelled like that. And it's always... It smelled poor before. It's never smelled like that. So he did something.
What did I do?
Stink
I
bomb. Know. Stink bomb or something.
What did you have for dinner last night?
I had ribs and wings.
No.
On purpose.
A lot of sauce on those ribs.
No, he did something. It was reprehensible.
Drab, you're a man of your word. I didn't think you were going to be able to go through it, like physically, but you did.
There was, let me tell you, there was nothing fake about my eyes were pouring water.
I
mean, there was nothing fake about
that.
His head turned so red, like as soon as he was done.
Yeah.
Like toward the end of the kiss, like you could just see like the blood.
Did you close your eyes when you were doing it? Or were you looking into it?
Yeah, but I got plenty of good looks.
Yeah.
Well, I know Valdez, and you're lying. You're lying.
I'm not lying.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
If I was him, I would admit that I put something in it because it's so it's
otherwise,
so
otherwise, you need
foul.
To go to a doctor.
Yeah. Go to a doctor.
You need an operation.
I can't unsee what I saw.
Yeah, that's not your normal
problem.
Duty.
No.
That's not your normal duty, admit it.
What do you mean?
It's just not.
It's fake duty. I have fake duty.
No. Maybe you dutied, but you also put in like a horse
like
manure.
He might have gone to like a local farm and scooped up a poop.
Yeah, you scooped
laxative. Like I took a laxative or something.
I don't know.
No.
So
no,
where
no,
did
no.
he keep it for the first 3 hours?
In his car. Who knows?
In his car.
Maybe frozen
in the fridge.
Maybe
put it in the freezer.
Put it in a cooler or something. All I know is he did something.
So you're
never
saying
smelled like
100%.
That.
You think?
Yes.
100%.
He got something from like a farm or something.
Farm.
He
are
did.
You buying what he's selling?
You go to Great Country Farm this past week.
I think he just might have stinky.
So he just happened to have the world's smelliest duty on the day.
I don't remember. It was sitting there for like, it was sitting there for a half hour.
I was saving it up.
And when did you use the bathroom? He went early.
I went at 8:55.
Hmm.
Maybe just the time. Maybe
because it was fresh.
Well, if you're telling the truth, you timed it perfectly.
Did you prop it up by putting toilet paper down first?
No. So Mar used it, and then I
so
asked
Mar,
if he
had... you dutied in there.
I parlayed Zins and coffee.
Oh, did you flush?
Then, so it could have been him.
No, he didn't. He didn't flush.
Oh, you did.
But he wiped. But he wiped.
Right.
So I wanted. So I went in there, and then I wiped. I wiped in another stall.
Yeah.
So that way the duty would be right there for everyone to see.
Oh, so it was a double.
That's just
it's disgusting,
Jason.
I can't believe you didn't vomit.
It was reprehensible.
I mean, Drab was close. He was definitely dry heaving into the recycling bin.
I dry heaved like three or four times. I literally had gag reflex.
So there were two stalls that hadn't been flushed.
Oh, I don't know that.
The only stall that
Mickey flushed his toilet paper.
No, but Mar apparently used the stall.
No, he used the same stall.
The same stall.
Same. They used the same stall. Valdez did a duty on top of his.
There was only one stall matter
so
in
disgusting.
That bathroom.
It's literally people driving around are dry heaving.
Right? As they should be.
They have to be.
This guy just called in and he was so angry about that segment. And he said, "This is crap. This is crap." I go, "Yeah, you're right."
It's actually double crap.
This is an outrage.
Hey, put that down on your resume, Mike Marr.
Wow. I mean, that was disgusting.
They tag teamed him.
There's some crack production right there.
Was the porcelain warm?
I mean, you'd have to ask Drab. I don't know.
Yeah.
Was it wet?
Yeah. Smelled like Roger.
I did like how
CK's yelling at us.
Before, he is?
Yeah, he says too much.
Yeah.
Before he knelt down, Drab had to strip off his top layer because you could just tell like his body temperature was like spiking.
He was having fight or flight.
He was having like a visceral reaction to what was happening. And all right, I can't blame him.
How many did you max out on Instagram Live there, Mar?
Right under 1,000. It was like 980.
Very nice.
All right, we're going to get like 10,000 views on that by the end of the day, though.
We already gained 200 followers.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Love it.
Perfect.
All right.
All right, you're a man of your word. You paid off your bet.
No more bets for old
Bobby. He'll never do that again.
It's actually kind of hard to do the show after that.
Yeah, it really is.
I wasn't even in there and I'm grossed out.
So gross.
I need to go wash my hands. Immediately.
We'll take a break. Come back with more here on the Junkies. All right. This is a Victory Monday brought to you by Chinigo Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Been celebrating the 34-13 win, fourth win in a row for the Washington Commanders. They are atop the NFC East. But if you got through that last segment, we're going to reward you. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with two tickets to go see Whitney Cummings. Big Baby Friday, October 11th at Warner Theater. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit 1067thefan.com/events. So just be caller number 10, and you can win the tickets to go see comedian Whitney Cummings. It does feel hard to kind of get the show back on track after that.
We've got to do our best.
Drabby told me our man John DePompa's on the line. I think he wants to just jock Jaden Daniels.
How can you not?
Good. I just saw, and we all probably saw this, he's the first player in NFL history to throw for 1,000 yards in his first five games and run for over 250 yards.
Hmm. He's seemingly setting new records every week. It's crazy.
Can you imagine if Jaden had come? I mean, I guess he did come in the form of RG3 in 2012.
Yeah.
But if we had this during our career, barring injury, this should be the next decade plus.
It would have been fantastic. But you know what? Thankful that it's happening now.
Yeah.
Thankful it's just happening.
Can you imagine if they beat the Ravens?
They're five and one.
I mean, they're going to be, I mean, they're kind of already the talk of the NFL. Certainly Jaden is. But a lot of people are going to think they're the favorite to win the Super Bowl.
Yep. If they beat the Ravens,
if they beat the Ravens.
I think beating the Ravens is like a 5% chance.
I'm not saying they're going to beat the Ravens.
I think it's much higher than that.
The matchup predictor.
All right, let's go to John. John, what's going on?
Hey, boys. How we doing?
Hello.
Good. How are you?
A little awkward. Hey, it's a little awkward to transition.
It is very weird.
Did it give you like a gag reflex or no?
Well, first of all, Mike Marr, he acted like he was trying to not film what was going on. I was on IG Live. It was a show. Like, he is not very accurate with his camera. I'm going to say that.
Yeah, you saw plenty.
Let me just also say, it was a very chaotic scene in the bathroom.
That was their best word, Cakes. Listening and watching on IG, it seemed like a show.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of moving parts.
I saw
there.
Some pictures. Some people, I tweeted, yeah. Somebody tweeted us like four pictures of the IG Live. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mar did a decent job, I thought.
Yes, but he was trying to censor it, and he's not. Okay. He did not do a decent job of that. I will say this. The one thing I want to say about Drab is he literally did that, which is gross, but he deserves it because he's a Jaden denier, so he deserves everything he gets. Yeah. But he literally just splashed a couple splashes of cold water on his face and then moved on with his life.
No mouthwash, no alcohol swabs.
Soap, no sanitizer.
Nothing.
Yeah, but shouldn't there be some PTSD? Or you're saying he's not going to have that?
I'm just saying it's gross. He's a dirty human being.
Yeah. He's still got duty on his lips.
I actually have not washed my lips yet.
Yeah, what are you doing?
And there's a lot of square footage those lips cover on his face.
Well, let me tell you, if I get herpes, I know it came from Valdez.
That is true. It's a very good
point.
You
won't be the first person to say that.
Right.
So the one thing about Jaden Daniels real quick, guys. I called earlier, but I couldn't get through. Look, I love the kid, right? And the stats are amazing. Your eyeball test, you watch it. You know what's the best? That kid is a mature, what is he, 23? Leader at that age. Like, you saw Zach Ertz drop a ball, get a ball punched out, fumble it, really bad timing. He was livid, right? Zach Ertz was frustrated. Jaden went over, calmed him down. They get the ball back, goes right back to Zach Ertz next play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a leader, man. He's got, we always talked about the moxie that Sam Howell had. Jaden Daniels got moxie. Like, that kid's a leader. He's got cojones, whatever you want to say.
He's got everything you need.
The intangibles, man. Yeah.
I've been saying this. I actually haven't figured out what the kid can't do.
Skin tangibles, he's got them.
No, like, honestly, like, I think he can make all the throws. Mm-hmm. He can obviously evade the rush and make plays. Like, I don't know what.
He's composed. He's mature.
He's the perfect quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he shakes off mistakes. Yep. Hey, guess what? He's also reading the defense on the fly. Like, you saw that play, right? De'Ami Brown went deep. Jaden scrambled, got out of bounds, then walked by Cliff, said, run it again. De'Ami's.
He definitely said something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he said something.
Yeah, Orlovsky broke it down. And then Jaden talked about it. He went to Cliff and said, "Do it again, same play," and then boom, over the top, De'Ami Brown, 40-yard touchdown. Right. I mean, he saw the kid.
He saw something they could exploit, and they did.
Yeah, that's impressive. Yep. If that's what he said to him.
And, also, remember
it was a great throw.
Remember the preseason when he hit De'Ami.
That was the throw that convinced EB.
No, convinced EB. Remember, it wasn't even supposed to be that call, right? Didn't he go against the coach's wishes?
I can't remember why they said. I think because they're looking for certain looks and they wanted to see what the team would
do. Yeah, like he checked to that play.
But he checked out of it, just wanted to throw a touchdown.
He was like, I'm checking out of this. I'm throwing it to De'Ami.
He's got it all. Doesn't mean he's going to be perfect, but he's got everything.
He's just one of those guys. And I don't know if he won the California High School Player of the Year, but he's just one of those guys that's been the best kid on every team he's ever played.
Well, he just seems to be also like he's a winner.
What else does he have, John?
Oh, he's freaking handsome as part of it, too. I mean, he's a dreamboat. Look at the guy. I mean,
is that true?
I mean, there's nothing not to like about him. Maybe he could gain 10 pounds.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe 20.
Yeah, maybe 20.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, John. Pounds.
How about Valdez in the toilet? All right.
Yeah. Do you think he spiked it? Oh, yeah.
I think
there's something going on.
I don't know. I have questions. I have a lot of questions about what I saw.
I think it's combo Mar plus Valdez. We didn't know that.
It could be that. Just two.
That is just devastating.
It's just like,
I just
want
to go home and go to sleep and act like that never happened. Like it was a fever dream.
You're going
to
think about that all day.
You're probably
nightmares.
Right.
Nightmares.
Yeah.
It's wild, man. I mean, I definitely get gag reflex. I guess
Drab is a man of his word. He's a man of honor.
He went over 5 seconds, I thought.
He definitely, well over five.
Yeah.
I think it might have been at least 10.
He wanted to?
I don't know.
He just wanted to make sure he paid off the bet.
He enjoyed it.
Rise to the occasion.
I don't know how you could enjoy it.
All right. Well, he kissed Sven for 10. You know what? Kissing Sven might have been easier than that when push came
probably
to shove.
Right.
I don't think he had a gag reflex then.
Yeah, I don't know.
He wants to make it perfectly clear that I was 2008.
Yes.
He
wants,
right. I understand.
For $3,300.
All right. Let's go to Keith in Norfolk. Keith, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show, man. I just wanted to give a comment real quick. Mm-hmm. I hear you guys talking about the defense and what we're going to give up. But my thing is, I know we play some teams that are not that good, but last year that was us. Getting our tails kicked up and down the field. Mm-hmm. So now we're doing it, and not only are we doing it, but we're doing it in an emphatic manner. We're really setting the tone. So I think that, you know, Baltimore, they put their pants on just like we just like Washington does. Right. And I think we got a chance to go in there and show them that, you know, we're a real team, because these guys are, I know we don't have superstars on our defense, but these guys are playing with a whole lot of energy, and they finally got a coaching staff that knows what they're doing. And so I like our chances in Baltimore. Don't be surprised if we go in there and get that W on them next week, man. I appreciate the show. Appreciate you giving me time to comment, man. You guys have a great day.
I wouldn't be totally stunned because the Bengals got 5 passing touchdowns from Joe Burrow. Now, they picked him off, too, at the end, which was a difference maker, because then they got the ball back at the game-tying field goal, which pushed it to overtime. But clearly the defense could be had. The Bengals just did it. Now, do they have better talent? Definitely.
Jamar Chase and they got T. Higgins.
Yeah.
Those are legit weapons. Yeah.
Do you understand that we're like 11, 12 points better per game than we were last year?
Yep.
Like,
it's night and
the
day.
Fact that we're number 30. One in the NFL in points scored through 5 games.
You can't believe it.
I never would have imagined.
You still can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
And I'm sorry.
I can't believe it when I'm looking at it.
This is why, you know, some people don't like to bring up quarterback wins. I'm sorry, I'm a quarterback wins guy, because what's been the difference between last season and this season?
Okay,
there's a lot, but it's mostly the quarterback. That's why they're winning.
I know there are a lot of factors. He would have played better, not like this, but he would have played better.
I could just counter that.
Cliff, he would have played better.
Joe Burrow played a great game yesterday. His team lost.
That's fair. But by and large, Joe Burrow is going to win more than he loses.
Not this season.
1-4.
Apparently.
I think he will.
Okay. No. Well, not this season so far.
Okay, but Cakes, there's a reason the best quarterbacks that
you guys
ever played.
You're never going to move off your position. This is a waste of time. We're wasting our time here.
No, give me a great quarterback who didn't win a lot of games.
Great quarterback who didn't win a lot of games. I mean, I'd have to.
So he wants you to give you a great quarterback with a losing record.
Because they didn't exist.
Archie Manning.
There you go. I like that.
Maybe
one.
He wasn't great.
How far back is that?
It's going way back.
I mean, did anybody say he was great?
No.
I mean, he was.
He was a really good quarterback.
Of a hapless Saints team
in a bad situation with a bad team.
Yeah. I mean, Archie Manning probably the worst quarterback in his family. Right.
He last played in 1984. Yeah, I had to find a quarterback that last played in 84. If we give you great.
Yeah.
But point is, Jaden came in here and completely turned
Archie
the franchise
Manning had
around.
125 touchdowns and 173 interceptions.
Yeah, that's not
I blame
great.
His offensive line.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
What I would do.
You keep doing it.
Yeah. I mean, Eli.
But the best quarterbacks / great quarterbacks win games.
Look, coaching is a big part of it. There's no doubt.
Offensive
Dan Quinn's an upgrade. Those are all things. Speaking of coaches. Jay Gruden will be on with Grant and Danny today at 5 p.m. You don't want to miss that. Mm-hmm. Plus, Grant did interviews with Benjamin St. Juice, with Oz, with Fedarian Mathis. So listen to Grant and Danny, 5 o'clock for Jay Gruden and the rest of those interviews. Hey, is your old car or truck more rusty now? Give it a new mission and donate your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation to provide critical assistance for veterans and their families. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Call 877-718-HERO or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. 877-718-HERO, 877-718-HERO, or purpleheartfoundation.org to support our heroes today.
Welcome back to a Victory Monday presented by Chiniga Mios, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com.
We should mention that when we were in that Circa pool, the Survivor pool, the big one, we lost in week one.
We did,
which is an embarrassment.
It's not great.
Because the Bengals lost to the Pats. Not sure how that happens.
But to be fair, I think that wiped up 35% of the field in week one. We weren't the only ones.
Yeah, it's embarrassing for all of those people.
Yep.
So we were out of that one.
Correct.
Then we got back into another one. I'm not even sure what it's called, but we had to wait until week 5. Actually, week 4, because we took San Francisco in week 4.
Yep.
We won that one.
We did win week 4.
Week 5.
Yes.
Yesterday, we took Seattle.
Out.
We're out. So we're out. In the first pool in 1 week, and the second one in 2 weeks.
That is correct. Not great.
I mean, we got no luck in that.
We got
zero luck in Survivor pools.
Or who can be lucky? Caller number 10 right now. We'll hook you up with 2 tickets to Deftones North American Tour 2025. Sunday, April 6th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, you can visit thefandc.com/events. But lucky caller number 10 who will hook you up with those Deftone tickets. You know, time now for the Honda Huddle, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Contact them for a great deal today. Did you guys watch the end of the Buffalo Bills game against the Houston Texans?
Did not see it, just read about it.
Sean McDermott.
I heard he's a dum-dum.
I mean, it could pay off, but here's the deal. With 40 seconds left, and the Texans are on the edge of the field goal range, the Bills have no timeouts. D'Amico Ryan elected to throw the ball, okay? C.J. Stroud got an intentional grounding play, so the Texans were out of field goal range, and they were forced to punt.
Mm-hmm.
They punt. The Bills get the ball at the three-yard line, mm-hmm. no timeouts, 32 seconds left on the clock.
And the score's tied.
Score's tied.
At 20.
They take a deep shot on first down.
Right.
Miss it.
Incompletion. By the way, Josh Allen, you know what Josh Allen was for the day?
Nine for 30.
Think about
that. Well, he was also concussed.
Yeah. His brain was scrambled.
Probably.
Well, not for all 30 of those passes.
Not for the whole game.
So he takes a deep shot. I don't know, 6 seconds pass.
Right. You probably barely see the receiver.
On second down, they do it again. And on third down, you're thinking, okay, they're going to run the football, make the Texans burn a timeout, whatever, use a little time. Another incompletion. So three times, then they punt the ball. I believe it was Robert Woods. I might be wrong on who had the return. But a semi-decent return, like 10 yards. The Texans had enough time to run one play.
Mm-hmm.
They ran a play, timeout. Fairburn hits a 59-yard field goal to win it.
59-yarder. Yep,
which he does all the time now, which a lot of kickers do. They just kick 50-plus yarders with regularity in 2024.
If he just completes one of those passes, it probably doesn't end that way.
Right.
Yeah, they probably
or you run the ball, and it doesn't end that way.
Right, you probably don't OT.
Three quick incompletions, punt, gave the Houston Texans a chance to win that game.
Horrible coaching by him. I have to put him in my crosshairs along with Gannon. Now, I'll take Gannon out of the crosshairs if we want to talk about coaching. Last week against the Commanders, they ran Kyler Murray once for 3 yards. He was smart enough, I guess. I'm sure he huddled with his offensive coordinator and said, why are we not using Kyler's legs? We used him in the first three games. Let's use them against the Niners. It worked. He rips off a 50-plus yard touchdown like in the first quarter of the game. Better coaching. Bad coaching against the Commanders improved it in the span of a week.
Well, and Kyler also took advantage of what he should have taken advantage of last week,
right,
and run the ball.
Correct.
When he had openings, he just refused to do it.
Right.
And he did that yesterday.
Let's do a quick Junkies Blitz brought to you by Offenbachers. Visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. So we talked about the Bills game. Texans are 4-1. The biggest game of the day, I thought, was the Ravens game. They win that game 41-38. I mean, Lamar, he might be on track for his third MVP. He goes 4 touchdown passes. He also ran for 55 yards. Had probably the play of the year where he kind of fumbles the snap, gets the ball, stiff arms somebody who's trying to sack him, and then finds Likely in the back of the end zone.
Likely with 2 touchdowns. Zay Flowers, after at least 1 or 2 down games, had a big one. 7 catches for 111 in the win. But both quarterbacks, I mean, had huge days. Burrow threw it 39 times, only 9 incompletions for 392. And as you mentioned, Lamar for 348, 55 on the ground.
They ran the ball for 175 yards. They're the number one rushing team in the NFL. Derrick Henry is averaging 6 yards a carry. So this is what the Commanders face.
Who's the number two rushing team in the league, EB?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the number two rushing team in the league?
My boys.
Your boys.
Crazy.
The Combs.
They have 3 tight ends who contribute. So obviously Mark Andrews is supposed to be the premier tight end. He had 4 catches for 55 yards. Likely has the 2 touchdowns, which you mentioned. And then Kohler had 3 catches for 64.
Rashad Bateman having a decent year. A guy they extended, 13 catches, 202 yards, had a touchdown yesterday. A
couple other things you learned watching the games yesterday. The Jags won the game, but Joe Flacco can still ball.
He can still sling it. And
24 points in the fourth quarter.
Brian Thomas Jr., the wideout, the first-round pick for the Jags, I think he's ninth in the league right now in yardage for receivers. Yeah. Not rookie receivers, all the receivers in the league.
And I
he's
saw
a stud.
His fastest speed was at 22 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers does indeed look washed, Jason. Well, he said that last week.
He threw three awful picks, including the last one, which was the game clincher for the Vikings that was about 5 yards short.
He looks like he's 100 years old.
Now, he did say he had an ankle problem, but he just looks old.
I mean, he went down in a heap and was grabbing the back of his knee at one point. Then he went to the sideline and came back in. But offense just looks like stuck in the mud.
Although Garrett Wilson had a ton of catches, which
I think he was targeted 22 times.
22 times. Yep. 13 catches, I think.
Caleb Williams is improving. Had 2 touchdowns in that win. Bears are now 3-2.
Also, DeAndre Swift has emerged after a really slow start.
The last 2 weeks, I think the Bears have scored 24 and 36. Mm-hmm. They're starting to click a little bit offensively.
You look at his quarterback ratings week to week. All right, week one, he was at 55.7. Then he was 51, then he was 80.8, then he was 106.6, and now 126.2. He wasn't 106.7.
Yeah.
He was 106.6.
EB, do you know what the Commanders are going to do to the Panthers in a few weeks?
I mean, I hope.
It's going to be a bonanza.
I was telling the boys this.
I wonder who's going to play quarterback for Carolina.
I don't know. I was telling the boys during the break, and I think it's a very small chance, mm-hmm. if we beat the Ravens, though, we can beat anybody.
Sure.
If we beat the Ravens, and we're legit.
Sure.
Super Bowl contenders.
I would agree with that.
It's stunning for me to even articulate those words. But we'll see.
It's the new reality you're in, EB.
Yeah.
It's a paradigm shift.
I think we're dogs. I think we're significant dogs.
Definitely dogs. Though the matchup predictor has the Ravens as a 64% favorite. That's pretty sizable.
So does that mean they think that 36% of the time we win the game?
Yes.
That seems crazy to me. I don't think we would win 3.5 out of 10.
I'm just telling you what the analytics are saying.
They got to prove that one.
Total's 51.5. I mean, it's got to be the biggest total on the board.
Jason, what's your confidence level that the Niners make the playoffs this year?
45%.
Now, Seattle lost, so it's not like you're...
Well, they play Seattle Thursday night.
Yeah, it's
huge.
Not like you're in a huge deficit in the division or anything.
The defense has given up leaky points in the fourth quarter. Did it last week or did it yesterday? They've done it twice. They did it against the Rams. Blowing, you know, double-digit leads in the fourth quarter. Can't do that. And then McCaffrey being out is just huge. Mason's been a good plan B, but huge fumble yesterday.
Thanks a lot, Geno Smith and company, for bouncing us out of our second survivor pool. Thanks. Thanks for nothing.
Why did McDonald go for the 4th-and-1 on his own 25? What is he doing?
That's Valdez's boy genius.
What was he doing? That was so stupid.
Have him back.
And it was a terrible play.
Jason got upset when I said this, but I think the facts speak for itself.
What?
We suck at Survivor.
This is true.
We just have no luck.
I think it's the hardest thing ever to win.
I told you I'm never doing it again. Never doing Pro Survivor again.
Remember, Grant and Danny have Jay Gruden on Survivor at 5 o'clock. Benjamin St. Juice, Oz, and Fidarian Mathis as well. Coming up next, it's B. Mitch and Finley right here on The Fan.